When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
630 CHED Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 CHED.
When did it start to become part of your game, the blocking of shots? Was that earlier in your career, or did it evolve?
No, it evolved for sure. When I got to St. Louis, I started playing a defensive role, so I started, doing a little bit more. And then when I got to Calgary, the coaching staff put a very high value on blocking shots. Bob Hartley did, so I was in a situation where there's only really two guaranteed spots with Giordano and Brody, and there's a lot of guys buying for roles. And I felt like if I could do that and bring that to the table, then I could jump into that top four, and fortunately it worked out.
That is Chris Russell, and no doubt he has had to adapt to survive, and he's had to be tough to survive because he's played over 900 games in the NHL, 943 playoffs and regular season combined. The regular season mark for blocked shots. Now, to be fair, the stat has only been kept since 2005, but I would argue this is probably still the all-time record just because of how shots are blocked these days. So that all-time mark, Brent Seabrook, 1,998. Chris Russell is one blocked shot behind. So if he gets two tomorrow in Vegas, which I would guess he will, he becomes the career leader. And the gentleman who was asking that question about adapting and making it part of his game, our Oilers play-by-play voice, the one and only Cam Mooner, is on the line. Mooner, how are you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm pleased to have you on the show, and I was pleased to hear you ask Chris Russell that question. Talk about a guy you've seen playing for about the last 18 years since he was a Medicine Hat Tiger, putting up 61, 69 points in some seasons with the Tigers, and he touched on it. Probably drafted as more of an offensive defenseman, but you got to change along the way if you want to keep going.
Yeah, and he has. And Chris is a guy that put up pretty big numbers with the Medicine Hat Tigers as a defenseman, and twice over 60 points. He played with the Canadian National Junior Team two different years, so did it as an 18 and 19, which is incredibly impressive. And yeah, his game has changed over his time in the NHL. He had some decent numbers over the years at the NHL level, but now it's more about being really good defensively. Part of that is blocking shots, of which he does quite often, so much so that he's two away from the all-time NHL most blocked shots. It's not like it's been tracked since, the early 50s or anything, but still, it's an incredibly impressive stat. And I love that that's part of Chris's game, that he has changed so that he can stay an NHL player. And it takes a lot of jam to stand in front of some of those shots when you're not wearing goalie gear. So I like everything about it. I mean, he was such a great player in the WHL. And this is a guy that he went to the Western League from playing double-A midget in Innisfail. Like, him and his brother, twin brother Ryan, who played with the Kootenay Ice, who went on to, now he's scouting with San Jose, but played in the NHL as well with Columbus. But those guys made the jump from Double A midget, as it was called at the time, to the Western Hockey League, which is that's a tremendous jump. A lot of talent there, and I love seeing Chris do well.
Yeah, so another little storyline for the game tomorrow. Many storylines. Obviously, Vegas doing better. They're getting healthier. The Oilers are not overly healthy, so we'll see how they stand up to the Vegas attack. But further tweaking with the lines going on today. And I will be the first to admit, I think sometimes we maybe pay a little too much attention to the line combinations because they can change. They can change after the first shift, as Dave Tippett referenced today. And if good teams tend to do well regardless of the line combinations, but I'll just break them down here, and then you can tell everybody what you saw and heard today in Vegas. McDavid centering Hyman and Cassian. So Cassian stays up there, but Draisaitl goes to center Nugent Hopkins and Yamamoto. McLeod, Fogle, and Puljujarvi. So they're trying McLeod and Puljujarvi together again. And then Ryan Benson and Sevier. So that's, I guess, what we expect for tomorrow. But tell us what you saw and heard today.
Well, yeah, that was how it rolled at practice. And my guess is the reason it's changed from last game would have everything to do with the matchup against the Vegas Golden Knights. There was success for sure last game in the way they rolled out and were able to get the victory against Arizona. But you know, you're playing a different team that looks, you know, considerably different than Arizona, and a team that's playing really well right now. I might add, 11-4 in their last 15 after a slow start where they were 1-4 out of the gate. They're getting healthier, as you said. They're playing very well. I know it's going to be a tough test. So I would think that had something to do with it, that who they're playing and the way they look and the way their lines look and the way their deep bearings look, that you might want to spread it out a little bit. But yeah, the Draisaitl, McDavid, Cassian trio from a couple of nights ago was pretty solid. And, you know, they were the ones that did all the damage. So I would think that the coaching staff just wants to at least to begin, give them a different look against this Vegas club. You haven't played them since October 22nd. That was a 5-3 win for Edmonton in Vegas. But that was also a game where Mikko Koskinen had to be really good, if you recall, 36 saves in that game. And he had to be, especially early. It looked like Vegas had the opportunity to kind of take a huge jump in the game. They did score first, but Mikko Koskinen really kept the damage to a minimum. Hopefully they start a little better than that. But yeah, it's an Oiler team that right now, you know, on the back end is banged up. So it's very likely to see, you know, Philip Broberg just playing in his fourth game, William Lagesson just playing in his second game this season, but you know, not a ton of experience there. And Evan Bouchard's still a really young defenseman. There's not a ton of games under that belt either. So it's going to be a great test. I'm very interested to see how this game goes, because it's a Vegas team that we expected to be good. They're rolling into form right now. And you know, if Edmonton wants to be a top team in the Pacific Division, these are the types of games you got to find ways to win.
All right, Leon Draisaitl, chuckling the other night. What? You think I'm going to score 82 goals? That's not going to happen. But he has 20-19. Let's not look at the whole season. At what point does the young and hockey savvy Cam Moon start? At what point will 50-50 be a storyline? How, like, does he have to get to like have 44-45? When do you actually start thinking, like, okay, I'll talk about that?
I think at 40, it's something we can talk about. Until then, I don't know that that's something that, you know, you really need to throw in his face on a daily basis. But after 40, we will. I think that's fair. Yeah. What do you think? Like, am I waiting too long, or?
No, I think that's fair. If we get to 40 games, and he's between 37-43 goals, then there's an actual watch for 50-50. Yeah. I mean, if he has 35-35, it's like, well, he's 70% of the way there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but yeah, certainly if to me, if the Oilers get to the 40th game or play the 40th game of the season and he has 37 or more goals, then I think it's a legitimate watch, you know, because for him to score 13 and 10, you know, all he needs is a hat trick, big night on the power play, and he's right back in there again. It's fun to talk about.
It is. I can't believe he has 8 two-goal games this year. Like, they've only played 19 games. He's got 8 of them.
No, I know. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. It is crazy. So, yeah, he's just been he's got a great shot, and he gets that shot away so quick that it's really difficult to defend if it's a side-to-side. From the goaltender's point of view, if it's a side-to-side play, because Leon has that such a quick release and he's so good at getting it on net, even if he's at a sharp angle, that it's very difficult to defend. So I think that's what, you know, certainly gives him the opportunity to score those goals, is because he can just fire that thing on net. He always seems to find net. If he gets to 40, I'll tell you, that's it's quite a story. It really is. Like, even to this point, it's quite a story.
Mooner, I'll let you enjoy your evening here in Vegas. I appreciate you checking in and updating what's going on at practice today. I look forward to talking to you on the Faceoff show tomorrow, buddy. Going to be a fun night.
Can't wait, Reed. Can't wait.
All right. That is my good buddy, Cam Moon, checking in from Vegas. 3:30 Faceoff show tomorrow. Furness Family Oilers Hockey. The game will start at 5. Okay. I teased it. Now we're going to do it. Oilers trivia for a pair of tickets to a game of your choice sometime this season. I'm going to ask you a question now. You can call in, and then after the commercial break, I will take your answers live on air. So, and we'll, you know, the first person to get it right gets the tickets. 780-496-0063. Who was the last Edmonton Oiler not named Leon Draisaitl or Connor McDavid to get a hat trick? So besides Leon and Connor, who was the last Oiler to get a hat trick? 780-496-0063. Talk to you in a few minutes. So the question is, excluding Draisaitl and McDavid, excluding those two guys, who is the last Edmonton Oiler to get a hat trick? Couple of tickets to a future Oilers home game on the line. 780-496-0063. Hello, Derek. Welcome to Inside Sports. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Derek? How are you?
Good, Derek. Do you know the answer?
Yeah, it's, I believe, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Unfortunately, Derek, it is not Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. That is a good guess. And quite frankly, if someone had asked me this question, that probably would have been my guess. But it is not the Nuge. So we will go to Judy on line 2. Judy, besides the two big guns, who's the last Oiler to get a hat trick?
Yamamoto.
It is not Kyler Yamamoto, who does not have a hat trick in the National Hockey League. Hopefully he gets one someday. We will try now with, we're going to need more people calling in. We will go, I made it too hard again. I always do this. We will go to Michael. Michael, who's the last Oiler, not Draisaitl, not McDavid, to get a hat trick?
I'm crossing my fingers. Is it Jordan Eberle?
It is not Jordan Eberle. It's more recent than that. It's someone who has been on the team. Kellen, do we have more people calling in? I hope so. 780-496-0063. So this is where I get to fill. You know what? I'm not going to give any hints. I could give a hint, but I'm not going to, because those three people didn't have a hint. But, I was going to say something else. I'll just leave it at that. Sorry, Blair? Blair. All right, Blair, go ahead. What's the answer?
Is it Cassian?
It is not Zach Cassian. It isn't, okay. Sorry, Kellen? Pete. Pete, who is it? Who scored a hat trick?
Is it Sam Gagner?
It is not Sam Gagner. It is not Sam Gagner. Okay, we're getting some interesting guesses. 780-496-0063. Hopefully somebody's Googled it by now. The last Oiler hat trick scored by someone other than Draisaitl or McDavid. We still got time to get more people in here before the news. Sam is on the line. Sam, it's do you remember?
James Neal.
It is James Neal. Do you remember what game it was in?
No, I don't.
That's okay. You're right anyway. Now, did you know that right away, or were you thinking about it, or what?
I had to think about it, and I was thinking Jordan Eberle, and I said, no, it's got to be James Neal in that one crazy early 2 months he scored all those points.
It was actually a little after that. We got the highlights right here. Sam, stay on the line. Kellen, roll the Neal hat trick.
Here's Cassian twisting it in front, poked home by James Neal. And the Oilers, who gave up a goal in the first 11 seconds on Monday, score 11 seconds in. Neal, his 17th. David Nugent-Hopkins and Neal, the net front present, shot, score. Left bomb, threw it on net, and I believe James Neal got a piece. Centering pass, one-timer score. Hat-trick James Neal, his second of the year. And here comes the headgear. Edmonton blowing the Rangers out on New Year's Eve. 5-0.
December 31st, 2019, the Oilers built up a 6-0 lead on the Rangers and barely won the game. They took it 7-5. James Neal had a hat-trick. Now, I have something, a little surprise for you. I found two more Oilers tickets, and we'll give those away at 20 after 7.
630 CHED Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 CHED.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.